afternoon or morning. I think it's afternoon. Monday afternoon. Thanks, members, for coming on a Monday. I know that Monday in Parliament is a party day. It's not a day for committee work, but we have made a special plea to Parliament that we could sit today in order for us then to be able to look into our report on the criminal law amendment bill. As you are aware that the bill was referred to ourselves here, I think in the second week of January, and then we were given a specific time to deal with this bill. It was obvious from the consultation that we had with stakeholders that it won't be possible for us to pass this bill before the adjournment of Parliament, which is tomorrow. Also, because of the public hearings that we had sometime in February, because of issues that were raised by different stakeholders, it became even more obvious that we needed to get more information from experts of forensic labs. Now, without any waste of time, I believe that each and every one of us has got this report. Then if we do have this report, we are going to go through the report. I'm sure that we do correct as members of Parliament. Yeah, see everybody's here. We do correct. The way we are going to deal with it, we are going to go through it page by page. And I believe that members of Parliament did have an opportunity of going through this report. So that if there is somewhere where we need to put more information or where we think that it has been more emphasized, then we can deal with those matters. Starting from Honorable Swar.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I wasn't able to sit on the committee due to other commitments. May I just comment, you mentioned at the outset that it was obvious that it would not be possible to finalize the bill and that we needed more time. Could I just get some clarity? I see the minutes, and they're not officially minutes, but the PNG states that several members conveyed their disappointment that the legislation was not to be passed, stating that the committee had been given enough time and that the short period to pass was why an ad hoc committee had been passed. And maybe we need to just bear that in mind. And I think there are genuine concerns about the delay in the finalization of the bill, particularly in view of the fact that it is such an important strategy for fighting crime. But I do notice that, I would just put on record, I don't want to debate it with you, but that there are members from all parties, including the majority party, that expressed their deep disappointment that the bill was not finalized. And I think that needs to be captured in the report as well. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Swartz. It's a pity that you are not part of all these processes. So you'll have to sit and listen properly. What are the reasons why today we are seated here, which will assist us not taking us back to this thing? And it's a pity that those members who were not satisfied about this bill, they did not contact the office of the chair. They preferred to go to the newspapers. And the newspaper is not going to assist us in this regard. We are the only people who will be able to deal with this matter. I think during our report, when we go page by page, members will be able then to reflect on what Honorable Member Swart has said and also try to assist him, because he was never part of this. So he won't understand some of the challenges that we came across, especially when we're dealing with public hearings. If there is a member that has got something to add on page one, I'll then be guided by yourself before we get to the next page. We'll do it that way until the last. Jeremy is here, and I think this is also here from the research and other members from the research that will assist Jeremy in capturing some of the issues that will be raised here. Page one. If nothing, let's go to page two. Ms. Van Wyk?
Yes, Chairperson. 3.3, first bullet. I think the use of the word detect there is maybe the wrong word to use. It will help them to solve. I don't see how this bill will help them to detect more crimes. I mean, it's it's not as if it's going to help them to detect more crimes, but it will help them to solve more crimes.
Thank you, Ms. Van Wyk. Is there any other member? If not, the next page. Yeah, we start with the on top is 4.2. Ms. Johnson?
Thanks, Chair. Maybe just on 4.1. Just maybe to make the general point that although we only received X number of submissions within the period that we called for in the advertisements, many individual members in their individual capacities, either in their constituencies or people that write to us, received requests from other bodies and from members of the public to make further inputs and be able to prepare further submissions. But at that stage, the closing date for submissions had already expired. And I think it's important that we put that in because it does give some sort of an indication that there is a lot of public debate on the topic, that there are lots of people who do want to comment, even though the time wasn't enough for them to comment before the closing date. I know, for example, Mary De Haas made a very thorough submission, but that was also after the closing date. And other organizations as well. So even though it's not formally before the committee, there was a great amount of interest.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. The any other thing under 4.2? I think you have covered that in your summary, 4.2. 4.1 and
4.2. 0.6. On 5, sorry. Just a suggestion that we say members raised a number of concerns which are in documentation available from the committee, and that we can also say that the responses are also available from the committee section. Responses on some of these concerns are also available from the committee section. I mean, this is supposed to be a report that will inform the next parliament, so I think they should know that the responses are there as well.
Yeah, I think Ms. Van Wyk is right. We can't just say that there were concerns that were raised by members of parliament as if in some of the concerns that were raised there were no responses. There were responses in some of these things that were raised, so that the incoming committee at least should know that somewhere, somehow, in the committee sections, there are some of those responses. Point six.
Chairperson, it concerns both 5 and 6. I was also involved in the Piccoli and other matters and could not attend this committee's meetings. But I was fully briefed on what was, how we proceeded and what was happening. I have a concern, and that is that we have been apparently, or the committee, main concern apparently was about the implementation and not about the provisions of the bill itself. And I find that somewhat strange, because we must create the legal framework. We could solve that by inserting just a paragraph about the implementation and how it should proceed. I also was made aware of some, or the idea was raised by someone reporting to me that there was some reluctance to really allow the private sector to also provide services in this regard, which I also found strange. So the the roll-out strategy, as it's mentioned here on more than one occasion, I think was not a valid argument. The our law must make provision for it to be to be implemented. How it's going to be implemented and over what period of time, that is not our, ought not to be something holding back the law in itself. And then the final point, I don't think the time was too, there was too short a time. The problem was other commitments. I mean, we've not been sitting as a parliament for how long now? We could have sat for 3, 4, 5 days if necessary to finalize this very, very important legislation. Thank you. And I think something of what I have now said ought to be in the report.
Thank you very much, Dr. Delfort. It's so amazing that some of the things that you're uttering here, they've just been uttered by a member of this very committee out of this meeting, which I can't put you together with that member. But thank you very much. Dr. Madas.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'd like also to put on record that it was quite clear from the beginning that all of us were actually enthusiastic to push through this bill and make it work, because we were quite aware and conscious of the fact that even though a multi-party committee, everyone knew that this was an important, especially during this time of elections, to actually have a tool like this and indicate to the public that Parliament has passed a tool which will add to the fighting of the crime. But I think I'd like to make the point that, having said that, there are important issues at this stage whose resolution is very important to ensure that the bill is actually effective. Some have been mentioned. I think one of them, which we take note of, especially people who have an experience of the history of the Scorpion from inception, when that law was passed in Parliament. If we recall that history, you'll remember that one of the main problems which eventually came back to haunt Parliament was the fact that from inception there was no clarification as to the roles between justice and the police. That has been the problem with the Scorpion from the beginning. Whose responsibility was it to monitor that institution? Eventually that matter came to haunt us. So this may seem very procedural, but in fact I think it is very paramount that we take cognizance of it and it's make sure that it is resolved upfront. And that's essentially one of the problems we're having at this stage. Certainly we don't have a problem with justice and the police working together in the drafting, in the planning of the bill, even in the presentation. But we need clarity. As I sit here, I don't have that clarity. We need clarity to ensure, as Parliament, that when we actually follow the implementation and issues that will arise or difficulties between the two departments, where does the buck stop? And I think that clarity, as I use the Scorpion's case, even at that time, people did not think that was important. The issue was fighting crime, like we are saying now. But that issue of the distinction of responsibility, that was not solved then, as I say, came back to haunt us. So we don't want to repeat those kind of cases which we have the benefit of hindsight now. Why should we fall into the same trap? So I think it's important that we clarify this issue. Which department is the committee going to hold to account as we move forward in the implementation process?
Thank you very much, Advocate Madassa. Mayor Johnson and then Mayor Van Wyk.
Thanks, Chair. Maybe just also to add that, I mean, from the very start, when we had the public hearings, there were serious constitutional issues raised by people like Nodes, the Bar Council of South Africa, and the Human Rights Commission, which we would have, if we had more time, would have liked to explore more fully. And having those issues, which we didn't have time to canvass properly, those constitutional issues and concerns still remain.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I agree with the two previous speakers on the issue. I think also if we can ask Honourable Delport just to indulge with us, I think 5.5 up to where we are dealing with the visit to the laboratories specifically. And the 7, the other issues are in fact raised, the human rights issues, etc., the constitutional issues, etc., are raised there. And I think it's an oversimplification to say that it was merely because of implementation. It's not only because of implementation, it is also because of those constitutional issues that were raised, as well as the integrity measures that need to be put in place for the handling of this. So there were other issues as well, but they are actually addressed, and the 7, I would suggest that if Honourable Delport then still feels uncomfortable, that we come back and see whether we should include the paragraph or what.
Thank you very much, Ms. Van Wyk. Mr. Clark.
Chairperson, again, I fully concede that I've got the difficulty of not having been part of the process, but I just want to highlight from these minutes that I've read where Ms. Choan Carter of the ANC refers to the possibility of the parliamentary sit-in tomorrow, and she says that the committee might still have time to pass the legislation. Now, this was in February, so it does seem that there was time to consider these constitutional aspects, and with hindsight, in view of the urgency of the bill, I do believe that the constitutional aspects could have been met, could have been drafted. We've had a lot of time since that previous meeting. You've got one of your own members says here that there is a parliamentary sitting in March, so the committee might still have time to pass the legislation. It just is a major concern, and I think we all are mindful of the fact of the need for this bill. But I think that we need to have at least, and I've looked at 7, it doesn't cover the issue that there are concerns, that members express concerns about the delay across political parties. Concerned specifically about the delay in the finalisation of the bill, and I think at the very least there should be a paragraph to that effect. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Swart. Each and every member of this committee has got the right to raise her or his own view, not the view of the collective here. If Fatima decided to utter that statement, that was her own view, and then after the public hearings, as Ms. Johnson has correctly said, that from what has been raised by individuals in the public hearings or stakeholders, we felt that we needed to take this thing further. There is no way that we can be given 3 weeks or 4 weeks to deal with such a legislation. Yes, when we started, as Mr. Madasa said, we thought that all of us, we all agreed that we will deal with this matter within those specific times. But unfortunately, because of things that came up after that, I mean, to add on that, being from safety and security, being a chair on the Safety and Security Portfolio Committee, knowing the capacity of the police, some of the things that we came across, we felt that we needed to have a presentation from the police, of which they failed up to this day. We haven't heard of anything of the police on how they plan taking this legislation forward. Having an experience on other legislations that we have in place when it comes to the police that we are struggling even today to implement, these are some of the issues that have been raised, but not the main issues, as per Dr. Delport says. It's some of the issues that have been raised. So I just wanted to correct that a view of a member of this committee is accommodated. Anyone can say whatever she or she wants to say, but that does not mean that these are the decisions of the committee. We will be take decision according when we take the process forward and new things come up. We have to accommodate all those things, as Mr. Madasa has said. Annelies?
I just also want to warn against us using the PMG as the minutes. It's not the minutes of this committee. That issue was discussed when it was raised. And it's not across all parties. In fact, the IFP also agreed that this process was going too quick. So let's not use a group who is not part of the official minutes. I think if members want to use minutes, they should ask the committee secretary for that. But it's not the official minutes of this committee sittings, and we mustn't create the impression that it is. And I appreciate Mr. Swart not being part of the process, so he's got to rely on other sources. But let's be careful about that, please. Let's not create the impression. I can tell you for the record that it's on record that also the ISP, so it's not across all political parties, that the ISP also agreed that the process was going too quickly and that we need more time to consider serious legal issues regarding the bill.
We are still with 5.26. Can we move? Six point four. So 6.3 is repeated, yeah. 7. Ms. Johnson?
Just at 7.2, I think the point really has been made that there were time constraints. Maybe just to say that the committee finds the bill important in the fight against crime and it's a crucial element of revamping the criminal justice system in 7.2, and then just to stop it there, because I really think the point has been made about the time constraints. Also, maybe just, I think, in fairness to the department, to say that these issues, because if you read it just like this, it looks like the issues were raised, but they were never responded to. Just to say that the department did respond to these issues, and that the committee did make certain proposals to the department, just so that it gives a more balanced view. Because otherwise it looks like the issues were raised, but they were never responded to.
More issues, just the double full stop of the function.
The management and control. Ownership.
Come again?
I think we can substitute the ownership with management and control. 7.4, the first line.
Oh.
Instead of ownership.
Management. Do we agree?
Something else, 7.4, again the issue that Honourable Johnson raised about, we've made the point about the time constraints, and therefore that the last sentence rather just reads, however the committee could not thoroughly investigate the advantages and disadvantages of this, or of these.
Ms. Fenway?
Chairperson, I don't think this committee has ever suggested that this is not a well-balanced piece of legislation. So I would suggest that we just say, thoroughly attend to every aspect of the bill so that a piece of legislation without any unforeseen and unintended consequences can be passed. So we take out well balanced.
Okay. All right. 7 points.
I don't know if I'm out of order, but just the point of certain committee members indicating their disappointment that the bill was not finalised, one could put that as a caveat maybe to say whilst certain members indicated their disappointment that the bill was not finalised, comma, so and so and so, it continues. I don't know whether the committee will consider that, but clearly, and again I'm subject to your guidance and these PMG minutes, but it is clear from those minutes, which I fully concede are not formal minutes, that there were members from the ruling party and from the opposition that indicated their disappointment in the fact that the bill was not finalised, and then one also balances that with the reasons for that that are set out here. I don't know whether you would consider that as a possible amendment. Thank you, Chairperson.
I think you can talk on your behalf as a party, not on behalf of the ruling party. If there is a member from the ruling party that is not satisfied, we're supposed to raise that within the ruling party. So I want to accommodate the issue of a member from the ruling party. So if your party as ACDP is not satisfied, then you can say that ACDP, but not any other party that you are not standing for them in here.
May I then suggest that from the ACDP side that we do put in a clause to say that certain members of the committee were concerned that the bill was not finalised, considering that an ad hoc committee had been appointed, which in itself intended the bill to be finalised on an urgent basis.
But my problem is, who are those certain members from my
I'm saying from the ACDP side.
But who are those certain members? Because I'm chairing this committee. I'm chairing this committee, and you haven't been part of this thing. Because if you have been part of this thing, we should have attended to all those things that are not satisfied about. And then today, on the last day, when we pass the report, and then we must take what you are telling us to put on, because you've been briefed, wrongly so, about people who are not satisfied. And then who are those people who are not satisfied?
Sir, with respect, the only issue that I'm raising is that members were disappointed, and Mr. Advocate Madasi himself has this morning said on record that he regrets the fact that it was not, his words were, I put on record that we were all quite prepared to make the bill work, and we needed to. The fact that he was disappointed, he went on then to say that he fully appreciates the constitutional imperatives. Now that is in confirmation of these minutes at that stage. So there are members that were disappointed. We've got confirmation this morning, but all I'm saying is from the ACDP side, a member then, you can say a member, and Dr. Delbert can speak for himself. Thank you, Chairperson.
Listen, I don't like the fact that we're creating this impression that some members are disappointed and some are not disappointed. We're all disappointed that we couldn't pass the bill. We're all disappointed. There was reality that we had to deal with. That's the bottom line. Now, if we're going to say some members, let's then also include the attendance register, please. Because it's fine to say an ad hoc committee has been appointed. But the ad hoc committee can only work if the members are actually attending the meetings as well.
I'm not going to comment on the last part of what Ms. Van Wyk said, but on the first part of saying that it's true what Madasa said. When we started with this thing, we all said that you're going to stick within the time that has been allocated to us. But unfortunately, when we do the consultation further, we discover that we couldn't. As a result, of course, we are all disappointed if that's the case. We're all disappointed because some of the things working together from some part of the department, people who are responsible for the implementation of this thing, we couldn't get what we wanted as the portfolio committee. Now, it's true what you are saying, but the issue is we can't say that here we are divided. There are some people who feel that what we've done so far is good, we're supposed to pass this legislation. There are many things that you requested from individuals that you could not get information from as a result of that. For instance, there were issues that were raised by some members of the committee, which I see anybody, they were saying that there was this thing of saying that some of these be outsourced and some within the state. And then we said that somebody proposed in a meeting, Chairperson, why can't we then compare with certain countries? And then if it was under normal circumstances, we say that we take 4 or 5 people from the adult committee, visit a certain country, and see that which is working the best. Is it while it is under the state, or is it while it outsourced from the state? But you couldn't get such information because the only place that we could visit is our own in Pretoria. But if we had enough time, we would have made time to go to to wherever, Australia, wherever, and so that when we come back and say that we think that if this thing is enforced, then this thing can do better. We think that if part of this thing is under the state and part is being done somewhere. But unfortunately, we don't have such information because we couldn't visit such a place in order for us to get that thing.
If that is the case, it would be very easy to say in paragraph 7.2, the committee found that the bill is important in the fight against crime in South Africa, that it is a crucial element in the revamping of the criminal justice system, and is disappointed that it could not be finalized in time. However, time constraints hamper the committee's progress on the bill.
You are 100% correct now, because it's precisely how we feel as the committee, because we felt that some of the parliament processes we couldn't do because there was no time for us to do that. So you are 100% correct. At least with my Bantu education English, I understand you better now. Let's take then 7.6. Eight. Ms. Johnson?
Sorry to be not technical again, but just in 8.1, I think we're repeating a lot of the stuff that we've said already. I mean, we've already said we needed more time. We said what the concerns were around implementation and capacity and legal challenges and blah, blah, blah. So maybe just to simplify it a bit and to say, well, the importance of the bill in the fight against crime, up to where it stops it as an absolute priority, that being the first paragraph, and then the second paragraph, the committee recommends that the next parliament consider this bill, and then to say, as a matter of urgency, because if we really are that serious about fighting crime, then we must do it as a matter of urgency.
Yeah, no, Madassa, say what you wanted to say. I heard you. That's fine. Okay. So these are the way forward that we're giving to other people. When they take over, these are the issues that they needed to look at. It's a matter of 2 or 3 months, and then we'll come back again. And then maybe I'll still sit in here, who knows? Yeah. 8.2? So it's gone. Go away. It's gone. So they say 8.2 is out, huh?
Chairperson, the suggestion by Honourable Johnson will take care of that then, that it says that the matter of urgency deals with it. So we don't have to repeat 8.2.
Thank you very much. I hope that Jeremy has captured everything that has been said here and the way it was restructured by Honourable Swart.
Just thinking loud, maybe the thing is prudent, maybe we should recommend that the committee consider study visits to convert a study for a better management and implementation best practice of the bill.
Is that of the
Yeah, I think it's important.
I had my hand up just to confirm once again my views. If you look at 8.1, the concerns were, there's a nicely summarized implementation capacities, the same thing with implementation, ownership of the database is implementation. So it's only concerns about implementation and the possible legal challenges. The law is the law. That one ought to be able, with the assistance from justice, to deal with in 1 or 2 days, what with all the assistance we have and easy access to international law. So I still say the legislation could have been finalized. And if I say so afterwards or in Parliament, and I hope we will have an opportunity to make a declaration, then I'm going to, I stated here that I'm going to say exactly that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's because he also did not attend the committees, because he would have assisted us a lot if he was part of the process, at least. Maybe would have put pressure on the people who are supposed to come to the committee and tell them that if you don't do this, you're going to do this. I think one thing that one needs to say that the submissions that came after we closed, they are very serious issues and very important issues that have been raised there, especially the one that you raised, because I went through Mary De Haas's submissions and other individuals, experts who are interested. Mr. Madasa, what you said actually is something that was raised in the portfolio, in the ad hoc committee, the issue of us taking a study visit in one of these countries, which was supposed to be part of the processes. It's not something outside the process, it's part of the processes. So what you say is that I don't hear anybody of those people who are part of the public hearings. There were very serious allegations raised by Bokshu when they were here. I even said that I'm going to investigate some of the things that they were saying here, you know, trying to even discrediting some individuals within the police. And I was expecting someone to say that, Chairperson, how far are you with that investigations? Because some of the things that were said here are things that will hinder the implementation of this legislation if they were found to be true. Thank you, Dr. Duport. As I have said, you are free as a member of parliament to say whatever you want to say or to do whatever you want to do, but I'm still saying that you would be of a very great assistance to us if you started with this committee. Unless you say to me that for the remaining 2 weeks, then we can go to Brazil and USA and wherever, and then we come back and do this and do that, and then we pass, and then we give it to the NCOP, they call in their public hearings, they start doing their thing, and if those things can be done within 2 weeks, and us, then we see. But thank you very much for the opportunity that I was given then to chair this corrective. I know it was not one of the easiest things to do, because since I was given this opportunity, I'm very much popular and important in the newspapers of a person who doesn't want crime to be fought effectively. But unfortunately, I don't have any interest in whatever, and my interest is one. I just want to see crime being fought effectively in this country. So whoever thinks that I don't want to implement this thing because I have certain interests, unfortunately, that person is wasting his or her own time. I don't have time for that. But definitely, you'll see me after the 26th of April in this parliament. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. First of all, my name on this newspaper this morning, so I'm not okay. Can you ask for a mover? Advocate Madasa, move. That you adopt these amendments, isn't it? Yeah. And then a seconder? Ms. Sanvey, wait a seconder. Thank you very much. Thanks to everybody. Thanks from Justice People.